This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The beauty business in America is large and lucrative. The market for African-American hair care products alone is estimated at more than $2.7 billion. And there's a new entry into that market with a very long history. A line of hair products with the name Madam C.J. Walker on them. Walker is known as the first self-made female millionaire in the U.S. She made her money selling products to black women in the early 20th century and died in 1919. Now, almost a century later, a line based on her original brand is coming to the beauty store Sephora. Allison Keyes has more.
Veteran hairstylist Matthew Yates is chatting merrily as he washes his client's thick, tightly coiled hair, preparing to turn that mass of curls into a bone-straight bob.
I love it. It's really amazing.
Yates has been using the new Madam C.J. Walker beauty culture line at the trendy Mario Diop salon in New York Soho for a few weeks and says the products have made a huge difference in the manes of his multicultural customers.
Most of my clients tend to be natural clients with, you know, curly, coily, and heat-styled hair.
Natural hair means hair that is not chemically straightened, which is the way many women have worn their curly hair for decades.
The whole collection is dedicated to stretching the hair and giving it ultra hydration without weighing the hair down.
I'm a little intimidated by my natural hair, doing it myself.
AZ Dungy is an African-American woman with very tightly curled hair that she wears straightened by a blow dryer, but says Yates has made her a fan of this line.
Watching him after the wash and condition, I was like, oh, yeah, I could totally do this.
Wow.
Alelia Bundles is Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter and is thrilled to see the new product line on the shelves at a Sephora store in Chevy Chase, Maryland. She loves everything about the line, including the name.
Because Madam Walker always called her agents beauty culturists because they were cultivating hair growth.
Bundles is even excited over the product design, which includes a disc reminiscent of the round tin in which Walker sold her original wonderful hair grower. Walker was born Sarah Breedlove in 1867, the daughter of Louisiana sharecroppers. She took her name, Madam C.J. Walker, after marrying her third husband, and her homemade products were sold directly to African-American women. Bundles says the presence of the line reflects the growing customer base of women like her who don't wear their hair straight.
Women who have textured hair spend a lot of money on hair products, but we sometimes spend money on hair products that don't work.
In fact, the global research firm Mintel reports that the black hair care industry was worth $2.7 billion in 2015, and that was up 7% from 2010. It ties the expansion in the market to the increase in natural hairstyles that often mean consumers add more products to their daily routine. Sales of relaxers dropped 19% from 2013 to 2015. Sundial Brands created the line and is known for products formulated specifically for black hair, such as Shea Moisture. CEO Richelieu Dennis.
We've been growing at a rate of probably 50 to 60%.
And that's over the past 6 or 7 years. Dennis says Sundial is focused on the customer.
There's a consumer that has been so underserved and in most cases ignored by the larger, more mainstream brands.
But Dennis notes this is beginning to change as larger brands such as Revlon and L'Oreal are now developing products targeting African-American women and the natural hair movement. Back at Sephora, Walker's great-great-granddaughter Alelia Bundles is smiling. What would her famous relative think about all this?
She'd be over the moon.
Madam C.J. Walker beauty culture products can be found in Sephora stores and at Sephora.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Allison Keyes for Marketplace.